Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Love's Truth Radio. It's your hostess with the mostest, Emerald Johnson. And today we have a very special episode. If you guys have been hearing me simulcast with Periscope and the Perry Squad, today is our Pass the Cast, and the cast is ending with me. Passing the Cast is ending with me. So I'm about to let in all of my Periscope viewers into this little party that we're already starting here at Love's Truth Radio. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank all the replay listeners for taking the time out of your day to press play, and I'm about to get started. Today's episode, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Spear 2016. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the broadcast. Come on in, invite your peeps. Hang out. Hey, Aquaman, welcome to the broadcast. Come on in, invite your peeps. Don't forget to tap your screen to give hearts. Aquaman, your name actually matches my top. The Giggle Fest. Hey, welcome. Welcome, Reigning Success. You guys, come on in and join us. I am already live on Love's Truth Radio. For those of you who are wondering what Love's Truth Radio is, you can check out blogtalk.com/Love's Truth Radio, or you could just go to lovestruthradio.com, and we are always, always, but always streaming there. Thank you so much for inviting all of your followers, everyone. We're really excited. Tonight is a special episode. Hashtag, you tried it, you tried it, and there's a lot of people that will try you, and I think I forgot to put that in my title on Periscope. That's my bad. Hey, peace to you. That's my bad. I was trying to hurry up and get the party started. I was already in the party because we were passing the cast from Coach Aisha to Coach Rain at Reigning Success, and then Mrs. Cotton, okay? So welcome to Emerald World. Absolutely, absolutely, squad. So you guys, come on in, get comfortable, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to take some time to really get into the topic tonight, and let me tell you what that topic is. The topic is, okay, all in this tonight? Yes, yes, yes. If you guys are listening on Love's Truth Radio and you want to interact with the scopers in the scoposphere, all you have to do is download the Periscope app and then search for me at MRALD, and you'll be able to see what we're saying and be able to interact as well once the Love's Truth Radio show has officially gone off air. So tonight, the hashtag is you tried it. You tried it, okay? You tried it. Thank you so much. I have beautiful eyes. I appreciate the love. Thank you so much. You are listening to Love's Truth Radio, and the topic, okay? So the hashtag is you tried it, but the topic tonight is haters are fans in denial, okay? We talked about how, yes, yes, I am recording Love's Truth Radio live right now. And you were told to follow me. Well, welcome, Jay. I'm so glad you came on in. Let me introduce myself before we get into the topic of the evening. My name is Emerald, and I am a serial entrepreneur. I am absolutely in love with concept to completion development, project development. And the way I do that is I offer I'm a personal life and business growth coach. So I help people grow from both sides of the coin. If you're stuck in your personal life or you're stuck in your professional life, then one will always affect the other. It's just the truth of the matter. And some people say, keep it separate, but we know that never works, right? It never works, okay? So what I do is I help people figure out where they're stuck and then get them unstuck. And sometimes people get stuck on haters. They get stuck on haters, okay? I'm about to open your mind. Sit tight. So this is what happens. People get stuck on haters because things happen where they come in at these inopportune times, right, to kind of shake up your life, like that troll just tried, okay? You tried it. You tried it, troll. You tried it, talking about some open. I'm going to open your mind. This is what I'm going to do. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. They come in at that at that time to try to mess up your flow, okay? And they may not even be aware. They may not even be aware because really what's happening is they're fans. They're fans in denial. And the reason I can say this, the reason I can say they're fans is because think about who your haters are. They are people who literally patrol your every move, okay? Haters are people who patrol your every move. What's she doing today? She thinks she cute. With her hair, with her eyes, she thinks she cute, right? They always trying to figure out, like, stalking and chicken hawking, girl, yes. You love the headphones? Thank you so much. This is my microphone for Love's Truth Radio. Radio. Yeah, they're fans in denial. That's really what it is. Hey, welcome. So this is what's happening. They are stalking. They are stalking you, trying to find things to be mad at you about. And then it only angers them more that they can't find things. So, chicken hawking? Yeah, they're only finding things that make them more angry. Browns on fleek, thank you. They're only finding things that make them more angry. That's what happens, okay? Can you ask a favor? Yes, but I may not grant it. So here's the deal. Thank you for the love. I really appreciate it. This is real talk. So they have to search you out. They have to go to your social media, okay? They all on your Facebook, all over your Twitter, all up in your Instagram comments, right? Trying to find out how they can hate on you. What is it that they're doing that you're doing that they don't like, okay? Talk about what's wrong with her lips, though. Why he got his hair cut like that? Why does it matter? Just looking for something, just searching for something. But in order to search for something, they have to follow you. They have to check for you. And they check for you harder than your fans. They check for you harder than the people who are your friends. They check for you harder than your supporters, okay? Because they're out there going hard in the paint trying to find, they are obsessed fans. They are obsessed fans. That's who haters are, okay? And then they try to find little things to break you down or to spook you. What's the number to call in? If you guys are interested in calling into this radio show and being live on the radio with me before the show ends, we have about 20 minutes, you can reach me at 917-889-9168. Okay, did you guys catch that? It's 917-889-9168. And you can call in and be a part of this show right now, and I will have your voice on speaker on Love's Truth Radio. Now let me tell you something, trolls who I'm allowing to continue to hang out in Emerald's world. Don't call me on no extra, okay? Don't call into the show saying something crazy, okay? Because you tried it in my scope. Don't try it on my show. And there it is. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. A little commercial break brought to you by the Perry Squad. Tonight, we are doing a Pass the Cast, and it started with Coach Aisha. Then it went to Coach Reigning Success. Then it went to Coach Mrs. Cotton. And if you are interested in joining the Perry Squad, because we are actually launching in days. We are launching in days. It is not Googleable. It is not YouTubeable. It is not something that you can Bing. You can't Bing it. You can't ask.com it, okay? You can't find it anywhere else but through our broadcast and through a direct personal private invitation to join. So you can't Bing it. Can't bing it. So the only way you can join is to drop your emails in the comments. Drop your emails in the comments, okay? If you're kind of skittish about dropping your emails and you're like, ooh, I don't know, then all you have to do is go to our Twitter and send us a direct message with your email and title the subject exclusive or Perry Squad, okay, with three A's, okay? So back to the topic at hand. Your haters are really fans in disguise. They're in denial. Thank you so much. They are in denial, okay, because what they think is that they're so against you, that they can't stand you, that they don't like the things that you're doing, and, you know, and so that's why they think they follow you. See, he didn't even see that coming. He didn't even see that coming. It was like, block. Okay, so here we go. They think that they're just trying to find, you know, what's wrong with you, okay? They're trying to find what's wrong with you. And the more they search for what's wrong, the more a light shines on what's wrong with them. Because there's something not quite right with the individual who will virtually stalk someone, okay? They're not their friend. They're not supportive. Doggies. My dogs are, like, doing something weird. I don't know what they're doing, but it's making a weird sound. Okay. It's epic, right? They go in. They don't. They're trying to find something, and the light in you, the light that shines from you doing you, from you being who you are organically, naturally, okay, is so bright that it only shines a light on their imperfections, on their shortcomings, on the things that they could be doing for themselves if they weren't so busy stalking you, okay? And the higher you climb, the more business you do, the more successful you are, the more prosperity you experience. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about peace beyond all understanding. When things are going on and you can still sit tight and you good, people can't stand that. Like, how do you do that? How do you do that? I had someone tell me, and y'all gonna crack up over this. I had someone tell me that they could, when I was telling them they really needed to just calm down, you know, everything's going to be all right, relax, whatever, their response to me, and I promise you, this was exactly what their response was. They said, first of all, not everybody was born with a sunshine enema like you. I said, first of all, ill. And second of all, happiness is a choice, okay? Happiness is a choice, okay? I am sunshine. I try to be. I try to be. I try to light up folks' life. But them haters want to come around every once in a while. And you know what? There's those lurkers, too. There's the lurkers who won't come directly in. They won't come directly at you because they really don't want none, okay? They really don't want it. They really don't want it. So they try it on the outskirts. Like, you tried it, okay? You tried to friend all the people around me, right? You tried to interact with all the folks that's on the outskirts, right? You tried it. But what you really don't know is when real relationships exist, okay, then all it is a conversation that says, hey, I'm seeing some stuff happening, and you need to, Perry, truth, that's the new one. Mrs. Cotton, you just coined a new one, the Perry truth, baby. Hit the Perry truth right there. Hit the Perry truth right there. Make sure you're following me. Make sure you're following Mrs. Cotton. Make sure you're following Coach Aisha, and make sure you're following Reigning Success, and make sure you drop your emails to get in the Perry Squad, because this is about to get real. Okay, this is a secret club where we are going to be, yes, too funny, a sunshine enema. I wasn't ready when he said it. I wasn't ready. So this is about to be the most exclusive, supportive, content-rich environment for anyone who is looking. It was a he? No, it was a she. She tried it. At least I think it was a she. I'm just kidding. No shade, no tea. But I'm just saying, people will friend people around you, okay? People will friend people around you just to try to create like an intimidation, right? They don't want to stalk you directly, right? But what's done in the dark always comes to the light. So then what happens when they end up trying to creep around the outskirts of your circle? They're trying to creep around the outskirts, right? And it's because they still checking for you. They still want to know what you up to. They still following you, okay? They still are looking at all of your public posts because they're not your friend, right? Trying to figure out what are you up to, how they compare. Is there a reason to be intimidated? You know, they tried it. You tried it, boo. But it only takes your recognition. I'll be saying none of your business. Exactly. Hey, Shante, welcome to the broadcast. You guys, come on in. Make sure you share it out to your peeps. We hanging out tonight. We're talking about folks who try it. Them haters try it. They do. But they're really just fans in denial. What do I have going on now? Well, right this moment, we're broadcasting live on Love's Truth Radio. We're talking about how haters are fans in denial. Of course, I have multiple other projects going on outside of this tonight. And if you want to catch up with me and see what I'm doing, you can always find me at emeraldsworld.com. Perry, fun fact, Emerald's an author. Check out her novel, At the Love of Pain, on Amazon or emeraldsworld.com. Thank you so much for dropping that, Rain. So, yeah, you know, when people are they don't want to follow you directly because they're not your friend. They don't want to be supportive. But what they're really trying to do is check up on you, okay? Like Beyonce said, what the why you check up on it? They try to check up on you. They're trying to see what you're doing, how they can compare, what they can steal from you. Let's be clear, because I've even had people, thank you for sharing out on Twitter, too funny, stop it. Thank you for sharing. So let me tell you, I've had people watching my replays. Now, they don't follow me on Periscope, okay? But they go and watch my replays. They'll snatch my little sayings and things that I say, okay? And then it'll pop up in another scope. They tried it, but what they don't realize is that I keep them coming. When it comes from you organically and naturally, it's not something, like they can steal it because there's so much more where that came from. So go catch your life, okay, because by the time it comes out of my mouth, it's already old news, boo. You tried it. And that's cool. Okay. Bitcoins all day. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm a Bitcoin lover. I am. I really, truly am. So, yeah, you guys, it's really ridiculous to get stuck on haters. Okay. What are my thoughts on Islam? I think it's people's choice. I think it's a choice, just like any other religion. No real thoughts on it. You're not going to ice me like that. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. See, that's what's happened. Yeah, it was random. But that's what happened. You're from the Middle East to identify for Saudi Arabia. Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the Periscope. Welcome to my broadcast. I'm glad that you're here. I actually have a couple of friends out there in the Middle East, actually directly in Saudi Arabia. So welcome. So, yeah, so people will try it, and people will, not only will they try it, they will continue to press. Stacy Cakes Travels, welcome to the broadcast, Stacy. Yeah, he tried it. So people will continue to follow people around you. They try to close in on you, and it's really to shake you up. It's really to get your attention, okay, to try to throw you off your game. Don't be checking on me. I check on myself. Who gonna check me, boo? Right? That's the thing. They're trying to throw you off your game. So what you need to recognize is that haters fall in the same category as fans. That's all they are. They're just in denial. They don't want to admit it yet that they just love your dirty draws. They want to know what's going on in your life, who you're doing, what you're doing, when you're doing it, why you did it, what you're wearing, how long you wore it, if you're going to wear it again, who you got it from, who you bought it with, who you sold it to. They want to know any and everything about you. What do you eat? Do you like what you eat? Do you work out? They want to know. They want to know. Hey, love. Welcome to Kia. Hey. Okay? I see Coin Academy is coming in sick. Yeah, they want to know. They want to know. And why do they want to know? Because if you're really not checking for somebody, if you're really not checking for them, they don't exist to you. Right? They don't. See, if you're not checking for them, they don't exist to you. There is nothing about their life that interests you, that makes you go and check and see what they're doing or who they're doing it with, how long or why. Because you don't care. They don't hold that relevance in your life. Hello. Hey, you twisted. Welcome. Hey, Ronnie. Yes, this is the Pastor Cash. You tried it with Coach Aisha, Coach Reigning Success, and Coach Mrs. Cotton, and yours truly, Emerald Johnson. And I'm just here to let you guys know this, they're just fans in disguise, so you just need to put them in the same category because they're checking for you harder than the people who support you. And so you need to recognize, just like Mrs. Cotton said, that you just need to stay on your game. That's all. That's all. They're not. They may think they're there to throw you off. They may think that they're there to distract you, to irritate you, to get under your skin, okay? But really what they're doing, really what they're doing has to do with your perspective, and your perspective should be, you tried it, but really you just making me stay on my game. I just got that much more focused. My laser just got that much sharper, okay? Let's give them something to talk about. Yes. Yes. I'm just saying, stay on your game. Stay on your game. You got to recognize them. Recognize what it is in you that is irritated by them, okay, because that's something you can work on. When something irritates you, when just like what Coach Aisha was saying, when something checks your spirit, when something hits your heart and it gets in there, that's because there's something that wasn't quite strong enough in you. So when they come and they do a little bit of exposing of that area, you just shore it up and keep it moving and say, thank you, fans. I always want to please my fans. So I appreciate you putting in your request. What do you need next, boo? Okay? Recognize that they are fans. Yes, be about that life. Don't let them see you sweat. Don't let them see you sweat. You keep it moving. You keep it moving because they are fans in denial. They are fans in denial. And what happens when, here's the thing, when they push a button and you react, and they push a button and you react, they're just going to keep pushing the button and you're just going to keep reacting, right? So what happens if they push the button and you don't react? Well, they're not going to stop right away, right? They're going to push the button again to see if maybe you'll react. But it still didn't do anything. So then you, right? You ever do that to a button? Like, what's wrong with this button? It's supposed to, you mad? Sorry, not sorry. You mad? They push the button like, what's wrong with this thing? But then once they discover that button no longer works, they have to move on with their lives. They got to go do something else because it's not working. So that's what Coach Aisha was saying. You have to figure out why that button worked. Fix it and move on. You got to identify who the haters are around you, like Coach Rain was saying. You got figure out who they are. Who are they? Who are these haters? Who are the ones that are talking in folks' ears and causing sabotage, right? Yes, let me coach you, Aisha. Yes, that is your new hashtag. I love it. I love it. Let me coach you. Let me help you. Okay? And then, just like Coach Mrs. Cotton said, never let them see you sweat. Okay? Give them something to talk about. Give them something to see. Because guess what's going to happen? When they call their friend, Boo Boo Kitty, and say, you know they was over there doing such and such and so and so. Or, did you see he got a this, that, and the third? Mm-hmm. You know what that's called? Let me tell you what that talking is called. Some of y'all might say, that's gossiping. They gossiping. No, boo. Check this out. That's marketing. That is marketing. That is marketing. Because what happens when somebody says, and she thinks she got this little, okay, take me for example. I'm just going to use myself because I don't want to use, you know, put nobody else in the line of fire, okay? I'm going to use myself. So now say I have a hater that's sitting up going, she thinks she's doing something. She got a little handbag line or whatever. She got some little purses or whatever. She got some little watches or whatever. Like she's trying to do a little something with her little, they ain't even really that cute. And then what is her little friend going to do? What's her friend going to do? Girl, for real? What's the website? I want to see this trash. And we're done. Marketing. Thank you. It's been real. Come again. Okay? That's it. That's it. It's all perspective. Haters are fans in denial. Okay? Haters are fans in denial. Let them do their work. Don't get caught up. Don't get caught up in whatever they're talking about. You let them do their work. Let them do them, and you keep doing you, okay? Until next time on Love's Truth Radio, for those of you guys who are on Periscope, just hang out with me for one more second. I'm going to close out the show on Love's Truth Radio. Make sure you check me out at lovestruth.com, or you can go to Emerald's World. And until next time, always but always, spread the truth in love. You heard? All right. Ciao. Oh.